Let's review again the Mishnah Ayin Aleph on the base. The Mishnah said, "HaPesach sheshachted shelo lishmoi, a carbon Pesach was shechted shelo lishmoi b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, chayiv olav chatas." So then, the person who shechted it would be chayiv chatas. The reason is, even though a carbon Pesach was doichesh Shabbos, that's only a carbon Pesach that's kosher. Over here, that he shechted it shelo lishmoi, and it's possible. Therefore, it had no right to be Deicha Shabbos, and therefore he's a Mechal Shabbos B'Shaykig, and he has to bring a Karbon Chatos. Sha'akol, as welcome, if he shechted any other Karbon, or Pesach afternoon, when it was Shabbos, Sheshachton L'Shem Pesach, and he shechted L'Shem Pesach, Im Ena Ru'uyin. So if that Karbon was not fit to be a Karbon Pesach, therefore it's not a real mistake that he really thought that it was a Karbon Pesach, so then everybody agrees Chayiv, at least everybody in our Mishnah. Vim Ru'uyin Meim, however, if it was Roita, be brought as a Karban Pesach, and he made a legitimate mistake thinking that there was an animal sitting in the Azara that he thought was a Karban Pesach, and really it wasn't. So over here, Rabbi Lezer says, nonetheless, Mechayev Chatos, he's Chayev Chatos, because even though it was a Tayyab Bedvar Mitzvah, nonetheless, he's still Chayev. Rabbi Shua says, no, he's Pato, because Rabbi Shua's Shita is that a Tayyab Bedvar Mitzvah was a Mitzvah. Since he was Tayyab Bedvar Mitzvah, and at the end of the day, the result that he did it was a Kasher Karban, he did a Mitzvah, so even though that second Mitzvah wasn't supposed to be Daycha Shabbos, nonetheless, he's going to be Pato. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Shua, Mama Pesach Shu Mutu Lishmoy. If a Karban Pesach, which is Mutu Lishmoy, Kishashina Shemoy Chayiv, and now if he shechts it Shalay Lishmoy, he's going to be Chayiv for Chil Shabbos. So Zvachim, other Kabbanas, which are more Chomer, Shayna Sun Lishmoy, because you're not even allowed to shechem Lishmoy. So for sure, Kishashina Shemoy, when you change it and shecht it for something else, Ain't it Din Shu Chayiv, for sure he should be Chayiv. Only Rabbi Shua, so on that Rabbi Shua answered back, Moy, no comparison. If you say that a Karban Pesach, when you shecht it, change its name and shecht it for something else, you're chayiv, because over there you change it into something that you weren't allowed to bring on Shabbos, so there's no Tayyab Dvar Mitzvah. Tayyab is Vachim, whereas other Karbonis that you Shashina B'davra Mutter, you change them into a Karban Pesach, you change it into something that was Mutter to do on Shabbos, and therefore you are a Tayyab Dvar Mitzvah. On that, Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, Emu et Sibur Yechicha, having arrived from Karbonis Sibur, Shemu Tal Neshmon, that they as well, you're allowed to shecht them the Shem Karbonis Sibur, because they're Deicha Shabbos, Vashach of the Shemon Chayiv, but if someone took another animal and shechted it the Shem Karbonis Sibur, he would be Chayiv. So Rabbi Shua said, "No comparison." Imam Rabbi Murid Sibur, if you say that's the halacha by Karbanos Sibur sheyesh lam kitzur, because they have a set amount. So once you're past that set amount, you know there's no more chiyuv to bring. Let's say he had an oilah today or a musaf today, whatever the Karbanos Sibur is. Therefore, he had no heter to bring, and it wasn't the tayyab bitvar mitzvah. Tayyab pesach, you can say by Karbanos Pesach sheyesh lam kitzur. There's no set amount. So even though a million Karbanos were brought already, he could still think that this is another one that needs to be brought today. And he is a Tayyab Bar Mitzvah. Rameir says, Afa Shaitav L'Shem Emurit Zibur. Father Rameir disagrees, and Rameir says that even in the case of Emurit Zibur, even though as of yet he knows that there was already enough Karbanas brought, and really there shouldn't be any need for any more, and you should not call him a Tayyab Bar Mitzvah, nonetheless, we do call him a Tayyab Bar Mitzvah, and he would be Potter. Shachter Shalay La'ichlov, let's say you Shachter Karban Pesach. And you had in mind people that can't eat it, or Shalom New York, people who aren't included, counted in the group, La Raven for people that don't have a Bezmila, or Tomei, or people who are Tomei. So in all these cases, the Karban Pesach is possible, like we learned before, and therefore, going back to that, it's a Chol Shabbos, and Chayiv, he would be Chayiv for Shechting. But if you had in mind people who are capable of eating and people who are not capable of eating, so in all these cases, like we learned before, the Karban Pesach is going to be kosher at the end of the day, and since it's kosher, so potter, there's no Chilul Shabbos over here. Shachta, if let's say he shechted the Karban Pesach and nimza baal mum, and he found that he had a mum, so chayiv, he's chayiv for shechting it because it was Chol Shabbos, and it's something that he's not annoyed as he could have known before. He could have checked the animal beforehand and seen the mum. Therefore, it's a regular Chol Shabbos b'shegig, and he's chayiv. Shechted and nimsa treifa b'seizer. However, if he shechted and they found an internal treifus, potter, so then he's potter because he's annoyed as he had no way of knowing that it was that way before. Shechted v'noida shemashchua b'ilam es yodam. Let's say he shechted Karban Pesach, and then only afterwards he found out that the Bailam pulled out of this thing, and now this is a Karban Pesach that has no owners on it anymore, so therefore there is no need for it to be brought. Aisha Mesu, or let's say all the owners died, and again there's no reason to be brought. Aisha Nitmur, all the owners became tame, and therefore they can't bring a Pesach Rishon. They're all going to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and they had no hetter to bring this carbon Pesach. So in all those cases, potter. Nonetheless, the sheikh is going to be potter because he had reshus to shecht. He thought that this carbon Pesach needs to be brought today, and he's an eidus. He had no reason to suspect that the owners either pulled out, died, or became tame. And Boris says, "V'mayaskinun in the reish of the Mishnah that he shechted the carbon Pesach." What's the case that he shechted shalei lishmoy? If he legitimately thought that it was some other carbon, and that's why he shechted it shalei lishmoy. So shalom mina. Then we should see from here akira betoyis avakira that if he uproots the name of the carbon betoyis, nonetheless it's considered an akira, which Tosis points out is a machlekes in Maseches Menachos and Daf Mem Tes. If an Akira Betois is considered an Akira or not. So over here, if he legitimately thought it was some other carbon, and that's why he shechted the same that carbon, so he never meant to be Akira the same Pesach from it on purpose. Nonetheless, we're considering it a Pesach Shalei Lishma, that it uproots the same Pesach from it, and it's considered a Shalei Lishma as possible. So we see that Akira Betois is considered an Akira. Ella must be Ba'akir. We'll have to explain the Mishnah that no, he didn't mistakenly think that it was a different carbon. He knew it was a carbon Pesach, and nonetheless, he had intention to uproot the same Pesach from it and shech it for some other carbon, for example, let's say a Shlomen. Nonetheless, he's considered a shaykh as far as Shabbos is concerned, because even though he intended to change it from a Pesach to something else, he thought that either by doing so it's going to still be kosher, or he thought that you're allowed to bring a different carbon on Shabbos. So either way, he's a shaygu as far as Chol Shabbos is concerned, but as far as the changing of the shame of the carbon is concerned, he did that intentionally. If that's the case, Eimah Seifa, let's say the next case of the Mishnah says Shachol Zvachim. Or other Karbanos Shachtu Mishum Pesach that he shechted it. The shame Pesach, Imein Amruim. So if they're not Roy for a Karban Pesach, Chayv, because he's not a Toyib Dvar Mitzvah, Imruim, however, if they are Roy, so then Rabbi Lezer Mechayv, because Rabbi Lezer says he's still Chayv Achatas, because he doesn't hold of the Ptur of Toyib Dvar Mitzvah. Whereas Rabbi Shua Paiter, Rabbi Shua says he's Potter, because he holds that Toyib Dvar Mitzvah is Potter. The Iba Iker, but if we're talking about that he knows it's not a Karban Pesach, and he's uprooting the shame from it, and trying to make it into a carbon pesach, mali ruim, mali shein ruim. What's the difference if they're roy or not? Either way, he's not a toyib dvar mitzvah. He knows it's not a carbon pesach. Elab shita must be toyib. The seifa is talking about that he legitimately thought that it was a carbon pesach. So therefore, if it's roy, so it makes sense that he made such a mistake. He's taka potter according to Rishu because it's a toyib dvar mitzvah. Are we going to say reisha va'ikar v'seifa b'toyib? So it comes out to the reisha that he intended to uproot the name of the carbon and do it shalei lishma, whereas in the seifa it was done only by mistake. Yes, that's primary mishnah reisha ba'ikar. The reisha is talking about that he intended to uproot the name seifa b'toya, and the seifa that he did it shalei lishma, it was b'toyas that he did it that way. Ask your Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef met Rabbi Avo. The Havakoy Beuchlas. So the Inshi was standing among a whole group of people. Amalei, and he asked him, "Maslisa, my, how are you going to explain the Mishnah?" Amalei, and he told him this pshat, Reisha Baiker. The Reisha is talking when he was Oiker intentionally. The Seifa, whereas the next case, the Seifa case, is talking about Toya that he made a mistake and he actually thought that it was a Karan Pesach. Talaminei, so he learned it from him, Arbayin Zimnim, for 40 times. The double A, and then it was to him, as if kemanda mancha bekisei, that it was in his pocket, in his purse, means that he had a klar in a way that he's going to remember it and not forget it. It was committed to memory. Tanan, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Our mission says that Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, "Ma im pesach shemutu lishmoi. If a carbon pesach which is mutter to shech lishmoi, and nonetheless kashishina shemoi, if he changes its name to shecht it for some other carbon, chayiv is chayiv. So zvachim other carbon shein asur nishmon kishishin nishmon. When he changes their name to shecht it for some other carbon, in a din sheiv chayiv, so kol shekin shebe chayiv. Vim isa. But if according to what we're saying now, if it's correct that the reish is talking about oikar and the seif is talking about toya, haloydami reish of what's the comparison? They're not comparable. The ratio of Iker, because the ratio, the reason why he's chayiv is because he's not a taya. He's being Iker b'kavon. He's saving b'taya. Mashaikim is safer. He's potter because he's legitimately a taya. So everything more, Rabbi Yezer leishani lei. Rabbi Yezer who made this kavachomer is because he doesn't hold of the tour of taya b'dvar mitzvah. So according to him, there's no difference between Iker and taya, and that's why he has a good kavachomer. Fact, the Gemara Rabbi Shua leishani lei, but according to Rabbi Shua who does make such a distinction, he does say that there's a tour called Toyib Dvar Mitzvah. So if that's the case, Lishnin lehachi. So why doesn't he answer that? I mean, why did he have to answer back the answer that he gave in the Mishnah that you can't compare, because over here he was shina into something that is mutter to bring. He should have just said you can't compare the Reisha to the Sefer, because the Reisha was talking about Oikir. Says the Gemara, Hachi ka amalei. This is what Yeshua meant to say to Rabbi Yezer. Lididi, according to me, they're not comparable in the first place. Because Reisha Oikir, the Reisha talking about when he was Oikir b'kavon and he wasn't a Tayyib in the Bar Mitzvah, whereas the Sefer b'Tayyib is talking about when he made a mistake, and therefore he has the tour of Tayyib in the Bar Mitzvah. But Lididach, according to you, even according to you, who you don't want to make such a chilek, Loi, still you can't compare, because Imam Marta or Pesach Shashina Shemayda Dabra Aser, if you want to say you're Chai by Karim Pesach when you change his name, because you change his name into something that's not also, that's also, that's not Reicha Shabbos. Tamer Bezachim, whereas other Karbana Shashina Shemayda Dabra Mutter, that you change it into something that's Mutter, and therefore they could have the Ptur of Tayyid Bidvar Mitzvah. Or Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, the next part of the Mishnah, "Imur tibur yechila being arrived from Karbanas tibur sheimutarim, because they're mutar l'shman to be brought l'shman l'shem the carbon tibur. And nonetheless, hashek l'shman, if someone shechs a different carbon l'shem those Karbanas tibur chayiv. So the same thing should be true by a carbon pesach. If someone shechs a different carbon l'shem carbon pesach, it should be chayiv. On that, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua answered back, no comparison. Imur tibur bishlam by the Karbanas tibur, he's chayiv shekin yishlam kitza. They have a set amount. Tarav pesach masha enkein." By the carbon pesach and the kitzah, so therefore, even after so many carbonas were brought, he could still think that there's another carbon pesach that needs to be brought. The member is this to say the chalayichah the isla kitzah that anything that has a set amount, bechayv Rabbi Yeshua would agree that he's no longer considered a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah because he knows that it's past that amount, and therefore he should be chayv. Vareti Naikis, the Mishnah in Shabbos, which discusses a mayo who had different babies to give a bris to, and he mixed them up, the Yeshlam kits over there, there is a set amount. He knows how many brisin he has to do on Shabbos. Utnada, nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Yelashlik Naikis, a mayo who had two babies. Echel a mayo achar Shabbos, one was a Sunday baby. Vechel a mayo b'Shabbos, and one was a Shabbos baby. Vishachel mayo shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the Sunday baby on Shabbos by mistake. Chayiv is chayiv, and the reason is over here was tabed var mitzvah v'loy asa mitzvah. Since at the end of the day, the one that he did, he wasn't yotze a mitzvah because a milah on the seventh day is nothing. Therefore, he's going to be chayiv. However, the opposite case, echel amol b'erev Shabbos, echel amol b'Shabbos, if he had two babies, one was a Friday baby, one was a Shabbos baby, v'shochach, and he forgot umol shalor Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the Friday baby on Shabbos, so over here, it's a tov b'dvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, because even though the Friday baby, which is a midah shel b'mana, is not supposed to be done on Shabbos, but nonetheless, now that it was done on Shabbos, it would be a kosher milah. So it's a tov b'dvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah. Rabbi Yezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Yezer l'shitasi doesn't hold of the Torah tov b'dvar mitzvah, therefore he says the mayos chayev chatas. So Rabbi Yeshua pater, Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasi says tov b'dvar mitzvah, awesome mitzvah, he's going to be pater. Now, we're assuming as of now, the case was that you didn't do the Friday bris on Friday, and therefore both babies are sitting here on Shabbos. And at first, he did the milah to the Shabbos baby, and then afterwards he did the milah to the Friday baby. So by the time he did milah to the Friday baby, he knew that there was only one baby to be doing for Shabbos. It's yesh lekitzah, and nonetheless he's pater on the second one because of tayyib bidvar mitzvah. So we see even in the case of yesh lekitzah, nonetheless he has a ptur of tayyib bidvar mitzvah. Amar Rabbi, no, that wasn't the case. What happened was not that he did the Shabbos baby first and then the Friday baby. The opposite. He did the Friday baby first. The Shabbos, the Torah baby. So at that time, he didn't yet hit the Kitzvah. He's still at that time Torah to do a Mila. He knows that he has to do one Mila today, which is the Shabbos baby. And he mixed up the babies and he did the Friday baby thinking that it was a Shabbos baby. Therefore, he thought that he had to have to do it. So he's a legitimate Tayyib Bidvar Mitzvah. Hacha, whereas in our Mishnah, we're talking about Enechanami before the Karban and Siva were brought, so that Enechanami, you didn't yet hit the Kitzvah, so he could have honestly thought that he's a type of Dimur Mitzvah, that he's bringing the Karban Siva. Over here, we're talking about a case that the Karban Siva was already brought, so he knows you only need two Tamidim, you only need two Musafim, so he knows that there's no more to be needed. So if he shechted another one, L'shem, the Karban Siva, he's going to be Chayav because he already went past the Kitzvah. Right? Was shechted first. If that's the case, that which Remeir argues in the Sefer of the Mishnah, and Remeir says, Ava shech l'shem emur yitzibur potter, even when one shechs l'shem emur yitzibur, he would be potter. Ava gav l'shekodim shechdinu l'emur yitzibur reisha, is that so? Even though the carbon zebra was already brought first, and he knows that there's no more chiyuv of a carbon zebra, nonetheless, are you going to say that according to Remeir, by yesh l'kitzvah, he's going to be potter for shechting another one to shame the carbon zebra? Vatani, didn't we learn in a brisa that Rabbi Chiya Me'evil Erev, that Rabbi Chiya Me'evil Erev had from the city of Evil Erev, that Amar Meir, that Rabbi Meir himself said, like Nechlechu Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Shua don't disagree. Al Shehayu Loi Shnei Tinoikis, a male who had two babies to do the milan. Echad Amar Erev Shabbos, one was a Friday baby, Echad Amar Erev Shabbos, and one was a Shabbos baby. V'shachach Umala Shal Erev Shabbos V'Shabbos, and he forgot. And he did the Friday one on Shabbos. Again, as of now, we're assuming that the case was that both no bris was done on Friday, and both babies are here on Shabbos. And he did a mila on the erev Shabbos baby on the Friday baby on Shabbos. The chayv that over here he would be chayv. Alman echleku. Where is the machlokes? Al shahayu lishnei tinoikas. Moel had two babies. Echolam mola achar Shabbos. One was a Sunday bris. Echolam mola Shabbos, and the other one was a Shabbos bris. V'shachol mola shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the Sunday one on Shabbos. That over here, Rabbi Yehazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Yehazar will say he's chayev. Rabbi Shua paiter, because according to a mayor, the Gemara in Shabbos explains that he holds that he toyev b'dvar mitzvah, the loyos of mitzvah, even though he didn't do a mitzvah, like over here, he did the Sunday one on Shabbos, and therefore he wasn't yaitzeh anything. Nonetheless, he's going to be potter according to Rabbi Shua. But bottom line, the Reisha says that if he did the Friday one on Shabbos, he'd be chayev. Why is he chayev? L'chayev is a toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Must be, the case is that he already did the Shabbos one, therefore it's yesh le'kitzvah, and he knew at that time there was no bris to be done, therefore he's no longer a tayyib, because yesh le'kitzvah is not called a tayyib anymore. Which is precisely what Remeir says in our mission, that even though it's yesh le'kitzvah by Karbonas Sefer, nonetheless he can still be called a tayyib b'dvar mitzvah. So says the Gemara v'tizvah, you think that's pshat in the Braisa? Ma hasam d'layav mitzvah potter, if in the Sefer, Remeir held that if you do the Sunday one on Shabbos, you're potter, because he holds Tayyad B'dvar Mitzvah as potter, even though it was Layasa Mitzvah, potter B'shua. So, Heichad Ka'av Mitzvah. So, when you do the Friday one on Shabbos, even though you weren't supposed to, but at the end of the day, it's better off than the Sunday one on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, it was also Mitzvah Mechaiv. You're going to say in that case, Remeir is going to say you're Chaiv? Of course, in that case, it should be potter, according to Remeir Lashitasei. So must be Amid Rabbi Yana says there's a whole different pshat in that Mishnah, and the pshat is Reisha Gagoyin Shekadam Umol Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. It wasn't like we were understanding until now that both babies were here on Shabbos that needed the bris. Rather, the mistake happened that you had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and on Friday he already mistakenly did the Shabbos baby on Friday. So once that happened, Shaloi Nitna Shabbos Litchos. The Moel, Klapi Shmaya Galia, never had a Heta to be Mechal Shabbos. Because since the Shabbos baby already had a Mila on Friday, so it comes out that there's no baby to Mal on Shabbos. So now that he mistakenly did the Friday baby on Shabbos, it's not called a Toy about Bidvar Mitzvah, because we're talking about someone who never had a Heta to be Mechal Shabbos in the first place. The Sefer did the Shabbos Litchos Etzloi. Whereas in the Sefer, the Moel who has a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, so he has a heter to be Mechal Shabbos. So when he made a mistake and he did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, even though he's a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, Olay Asa Mitzvah, but he's a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah who had a heter to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore, at the end of the day, he's going to be Potter. So, Memelev, that's the rule. So going back to the Carbon Seber, since he has a heter to be Mechal Shabbos for a carbon seber. So even though the carbon seber is brought, Remeir doesn't hold that there's a chiddush between Yesh L'Kitzvah and Ein L'Kitzvah. And therefore, he would be under the protection of Tayyib B'Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore that's why he's going to be potter. Omri Rav Ashi L'Rav Kana. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kana, Hachanami HaReinit N'Shabbos Litchos Eitzel Tinoikas Alma. You're right that this Moel didn't have any baby when he did the Shabbos baby on Friday. So now it comes out that he doesn't have any baby that gives him the heter to be mechallel Shabbos, but there are other babies in the world that are supposed to have their bris today. So there is a heter to be mechallel Shabbos today for Mila. So why isn't that good enough? Amalei. So he answered him, the Gabi Hai Gavra. As far as this male is concerned, though, Mios, however, Lo Yisayiv. This, we don't look at all babies in general, we look at this male. This male doesn't have any baby that needs a bris today, so he doesn't have the heter to be Michal Shabbos, and therefore he doesn't have the p'tur of Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah. However, once he has the p'tur of being Michal Shabbos, so whether he did it before or whether he did it after, whether it's Yesh Lekitzer or whether it's Ein Lekitzer, according to a mayor, that all goes under the umbrella of the p'tur of Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah. Then the Mishnah said, "Shrakal zvachem sheshachem mashum pesach. Any other carbon that was shechted the shame of carbon pesach, imenim ruuyim. If they're not roy, so chay, because that's not considered tayyib dvar mitzvah. Im ruuyim, however, if they are roy, Rabbi Eliezer mechayim. So then Rabbi Eliezer says chayim chazak, because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold the p'tur of tayyib dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua paiter, because he holds that there is a p'tur called tayyib dvar mitzvah. Man tana d'shanu lei bein ruuyim l'shein ruuyim. Who's the tana of the Mishnah that is mechala between roy and ein roy? Rabbi Shimon. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Yeshua. The tanya echad zvachim ruuyim. Whether it's zvachim that are roy, echad zvachim shein ruuyim, or it's zvachim that are not roy. Kol v'chein hashechel l'shem emur tibur, or anybody who sets a different carbon, the shame, one of the carbonas, Tiber Potter, is Potter to a mayor, because according to a mayor, once you know that you have a mitzvah to bring, therefore you have the p'tur of Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah, regardless whether it's Roy or whether it's not Roy. Rabbi Shimon on that, Rabbi Shimon said to a mayor, no. The Nechak of the Ezra, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Ezra and Yeshua don't disagree. Al She'enam Ru'uyin, if you shecht something that's not Roy, Shechai, because since it's not Roy, it's not considered a mistake. It's not considered a Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah. You knew that it had no Shaykh to the Mitzvah, and therefore even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you're Chayiv. Amar Nechaku, where do Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagree? Al Haru'uyin, when it is Roy. So therefore it's a legitimate mistake, therefore Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv Chatas, Rabbi Eliezer says nonetheless he's Chayiv Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua Poit. And now that Rabbi Yeshua says he Poit because it's considered a Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah. Amar Beboi, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Poit Ayur Meir, Afilu Ego Shosif Cheshlamim. That which Rav Meir says, that we've just quoted before, that one is potter even when it's ein roy, because once he's in that Dvar Mitzvah mode, he's going to make a mistake, he's able to make a mistake, even something that really is ein roy. If that's the case, not only if it's ein roy a little bit, it was the right type of a carbon, but it was a little bit too old, or it was the wrong gender, something that was at least similar, no, even if it was a calf of shlomim, which has no shaykhus to a karban pesach whatsoever, because a karban pesach has to be dafka, a lamb or a goat, nonetheless, he's going to be potter sheshachta l'shem pesach, if he shechts it for a karban pesach. I mean, even such a gross error like that, nonetheless, he's potter because of Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Zeira the Rebbei, Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Beba, V'amar Rabbi Yechanan, didn't Rabbi Yechanan say, Maidahar Meir b'Balei Mumin? The mayor agrees by Balei Mumin, if one shechted the carbon that was a Baal Mum, that he doesn't have the p'tur of Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah. So why should that be any different than shechting a calf? Both of them are not roy for a carbon pesach. Amalei, so he said, no, there's a fundamental difference. But Baal Mum and Lay Tarid Behu. A Baal Mum, he's not Tarid with it, meaning it's not on his mind that he has to bring it, because he knows that it's possible. Therefore, there's no Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah over here. How Tarabay? This carbon, even though it's not Roy for a carbon Pesach, but nonetheless it was Roy for a carbon Shlomim, and therefore it was on his mind for the past bunch of days that he has to bring it. And that's what led him to make a mistake. Since he's shechting carbonis today, and he knew it on his mind that he has to shech this carbon because it is a carbon Shlomim, that led him to make a mistake, and he thought that he has to shech it now. Baal Minei Rava Mirim Nachman. Rava asked the Shaila for Nachman. Chulin, l'shem pesach. Let's say there was an animal that wasn't a carbon whatsoever. It was a regular chulin animal, and he shechted it by mistake l'shem a carbon pesach. Mali Amar Meir. According to Meir, what would be the halacha? Would he be chayiv, or would we say that he's potter because of Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah? Amar Leih Potter, Hayyur Meir. Meir said, you're potter, afilu l'chulin l'shem pesach, even if you shechted a behemoth that's chulin, l'shem a carbon pesach. Frank Lamar of Amar Rabbi Yechanan, didn't Rabbi Yechanan say, Moide Rameir b'malei mumin, that Rameir agrees by a baal mum, that he shechted l'shem karam pesach, that he's chayiv, so who adin achulin, one l'shem karam pesach, should also be chayiv. So on that he answered back, no. Baal mumin loy mechalfi, a baal mum won't be confused with the karam pesach, because you know it's not roy, you could see that it has a mum. Hani, this animal, even though it's chulin mechalfi, it looks exactly like a karam pesach, so he could have legitimately confused it and thought that it was a karam pesach. Is the reason of Rameir because you could confuse it with a Korban Pesach and where you don't confuse it, then you're chayiv. Didn't we just get finished saying before in the name of Rabbi, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Peter Amir Afil Eichel Shalzim Cheshlam, that Rameir pottered, even if he shechts in a calf of Shlamim, Sheshach Lashem Pesach, and he had in mind that he shechted it for the Pesach. And over there, you can't confuse it. Alma Taima de Rameir must be the reason that Rameir is, like we explained before, Mishum de Tarid, because it's on his mind that he has to know that he has to be Makrovit. And that led him to think that he has to be Makrovit today. If that's the case, a behemah of Chulun, which was never on his mind that he has to be Makrovit, because it was never Hektishim before, so he should be Chayiv. So Amalei, so he answered him, either or, potters according to a mayor, either or can make you a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. Torah, if he's Torah with the animal and it's on his mind that he has to be Makrivit, Avagam Dalai Michlev, that's enough to be potter, even if it can't be confused, like for example a calf. Michlev Avagam Dalai Torah, or Michlev, if it could be easily confused with the Karban Pesach, even though he's not Torah with it, wasn't on his mind, preoccupied from beforehand, that he has to bring it. Nonetheless, he's going to be potter, lafuki ba'al mumin, which excludes ba'al mum, that doesn't have either of these two things, the lo yichlefu michlef, it can't be confused with karban pesach, because you can tell that it's not right for karban pesach, because it has a mum. Lo mitri tarid, and it's not on his mind that he has to bring it, because once it got a mum, he knew already that he doesn't have to bring it, so he has neither of the two svaras to make a mistake, and that's why even the mayor would agree over there that he's chayav, and he wouldn't have the heter of tayyib bar mitzvah. Yosef Reb Zeira was sitting for Reb Shmuel by Reb Yitzchak, and Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak, our killer Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak, on the porch of Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak. The Yosef Kamri, and they were sitting and they were saying the following machlokes. Amar Reb Shmuel ben Lachish, the Reb Shmuel ben Lachish said, "Nischalaf leishput shel noisu b'shut shel tzli." If a person had two spits of meat, one had noiser meat of a carbon that became noiser, and therefore it's possible, it's also to eat. And that got confused with a different spud of roasted meat of a regular carbon that's kosher, and there's a mitzvah to eat it. So, v'achle, if he ate the wrong one, he ended up eating the noiser one, chayv, he would be chayv, and he doesn't have the p'tur of tayyib b'dvar mitzvah, and the reason is, because it's a tayyib b'dvar mitzvah, v'lo yasa mitzvah, which according to the way we hold, tayyib b'dvar mitzvah, v'lo yasa mitzvah, is chayv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, on that, they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ishta Nida Baal, if a person has his wife who's there and by him, and she happens to be a Nida, but he mistakenly thought that she was Mutter, and therefore he had relations with her, Chayiv. That's again, it's a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, B'loy Asa Mitzvah, as the Gemara will explain. Therefore, he's going to be Chayiv. Yevimta Nida Baal, however, if this woman was not his wife, or rather his Yevam, that he has a Mitzvah of Yevam to do to her, and he was by her. So since over there it's a Tayyib Advar Mitzvah also Mitzvah, Potter, he's going to be Potter for that which he was in Ida. And the Gemara will explain, which we'll get to in the next daf, or later on in this daf, but in the next year, that why there's a difference between his wife and his Yavama. But beforehand, says the Gemara, Iga da'ami, some say, as far as the two statements, one of Rabbi Yochanan and one of Reish Lakish, some say, Koshkein Bahi, for sure, if Rabbi Yochanan says in this case that he's chayiv, for sure in the case of the two spits, Reish Lakish's case, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish to mechayiv to lo yasa mitzvah, because over here there's a havamina that he did a mitzvah over here with his wife, there was a mitzvah of Perivrivia, there's a mitzvah of Aina. For sure, in that case over there, for sure there's no mitzvah to eat the nicer, so for sure Rabbi Yochanan would agree that there's no Torah talking about mitzvah and he would be chayiv. Isdami, however, others say, Bahi Potter, in the case of Reish Lakish, of the two spits of meat, Rabbi Yochanan would say it's Potter, my time, and why is that different than this case over here of the woman who's Anida? Because Hasam, because Dafka, by the woman, you could have asked her, is she a Nida or not? So since he could have found out, that's why he doesn't have the Ptur of Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah. Aval Hacha, whereas the two spits of meat, there was no one to ask. You can't ask the meat can't talk back to you. So over there, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say that you're Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan would agree that even though it would hold, that even though it was a Tayyib Dvar Mitzvah, Aval Yasa Mitzvah, but since there was no one to ask, so maybe Alpha Begain, he would be Potter. Okay.